This is the Composer's Datebook for August 17th. I'm John Zeck. In 1980, the Estonian composer Arvo Pärt, his wife, and his two sons emigrated from his Soviet-controlled homeland and settled in Austria. Since the 1960s, Pärt's increasingly spiritual and overtly religious music wasn't sitting well with the communist authorities, and Pärt found it increasingly hard to live and work in Estonia. On today's date in 1980, at the Salzburg Festival in Austria, another Baltic artist, the Latvian violinist Gidon Kremer, gave the premiere of a new violin-piano arrangement of Pärt's Fratra, or Brothers. In most arrangements of Fratra, the music remains essentially unchanged, but in the version commissioned by the Salzburg Festival, the original harmonic material resides in the piano part, while the violin plays virtuosic variations above it. The challenge for the violinist is to simultaneously convey both virtuosity in his part and the serenity in the Pärt, if you will. Now that serenity is the result of Pärt's effort to, as he put it, learn to walk again as a composer. He came up with the term tintinnabulation for the simplicity and directness of the expression he sought. "Tintinnabulation is like this," writes Pärt. "I am alone with silence. I work with very few elements. The three notes of the triad are like bells, and that is why I call it tintinnabulation." Composer's Datebook is supported by Condor Airlines, introducing new service from San Diego, Pittsburgh, and New Orleans to Frankfurt, Germany, and beyond. More information on Condor's 12 U.S. gateways available on condor.com. Condor, born to fly. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in conjunction with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.